Word of mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Doesn't every parent think their child is exceptional, gifted perhaps? But how is gifted defined or determined? And does that same definition apply across the socioeconomic spectrum? And once a child is labeled as gifted, then what? Linda Silverman is a psychologist who has studied giftedness in children for more than 35 years. She's written several books on the subject, including Giftedness 101, and is founder and director of the Gifted Development Center and Visual Spatial Resource in Denver, Colorado. Linda, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you, Virginia.
At first glance, the term gifted sounds like a pretty broad umbrella. So how do you define a gifted child?
I think the most definitional piece of giftedness is abstract reasoning. While all children are definitely special, all children do not develop abstract reasoning at the same rate or to the same level. So I like to think of giftedness very simply as developmental advancement. And that would be the opposite end of the coin of developmental delay or disability. So there are children we know that develop at a slower rate than others, and we know that in every socioeconomic group, in every culture, we have children who develop at a faster rate.
Well, how do we recognize abstract reasoning? What kind of characteristics would you look for in a child?
The kinds of questions they ask. Dead giveaway. You know, while one child is trying to figure out how to whistle, another child is asking about, why was I born? What is the purpose of my life? Who made God? The deep and existential questions.
Why is it so important that we identify gifted children?
Gifted children can be isolated. They can be lonely. They can be depressed or anxious if their reality isn't validated in the world. And they are targets. They tend to be made fun of and teased and bullied because they tend to be more honest and to see more, to be more aware. And they have different social, emotional, intellectual needs. If you have a gifted child who is languishing in the classroom doing the exact same work that everybody else is doing, they're learning daily how to underachieve.
Well, in a classroom, you know, a teacher is facing a number of students, and identifying those who are gifted is a challenge. And one of the things that you do identify as a means of testing is the IQ test. There's been a lot of criticism about IQ tests, however, in the past, about how accurate they are, or especially across socioeconomic divides. But you still rely on them. Why?
I rely on IQ tests because they do tell us with better efficiency than any other test who has this kind of abstract reasoning that we can't see necessarily in a classroom when we're designing curriculum for children who are operating at a much lower level. The IQ test does find, with reliability, children of poor circumstances, children of culturally diverse circumstances. The problem is that we mix up two very different kinds of errors. That is false negatives and false positives. It absolutely is going to miss many kids who have deprivation of one kind or another. Children who had no books in their home, whose parents didn't talk to them. But it will find children that are thinking abstractly, and it does not create false positives. So, yes, the IQ test does, in fact, miss a lot of kids. But the kids it finds, it does not find accidentally. Mm-hmm. And it finds kids in all socioeconomic ranges. And it opens up opportunities for those children that may never have been opened up any other way.
Well, that's the question. The opportunities, your studies emphasize developing one-on-one relationships with children. But there are a lot of limitations on school systems, challenged with educating so many kids, shrinking budgets. Do you think some of these gifted children often fall through the cracks?
They certainly do. And there are some very easy things that schools can do that don't cost a dime. If you recognize that a child is reading at an advanced level or the child is doing advanced mathematics, there is absolutely no point in giving that child the same work that everybody else has. It's possible to allow them to learn with the children in the higher level class. It doesn't cost anything.
We're talking about gifted children, how they are identified and how best to teach them and whether their needs are different than other students. Linda Silverman is with us. She's a psychologist and she's studied giftedness in children over the course of 35 years. Well, gifted is now a term often used for children with special needs. You call this twice exceptional. So kids who are not in the norm in terms of what, social skills? Are you referring to kids with Asperger's, for example, who might be extremely gifted academically but not socially?
That's only one of the exceptionalities. The term gifted usually refers to children who are academically or developmentally advanced. But the term exceptional goes across all exceptionalities and fits children who are intellectually disabled as well as children who are intellectually advanced. And twice exceptional means that a child is gifted but also has a disability. For example, dyslexia. There are a lot of gifted children who can't master reading phonetically. There's a lot of gifted children who have visual processing problems or auditory processing problems or sensory integration issues. They can't stand tags, for example, on their clothes, and they get upset if there's a lot of loud noises around them. So there's a number of different disabilities, just like there would be if we weren't talking about gifted children with disabilities. And a gifted child can have any one of those disabilities, could be in a wheelchair.
You also mentioned characteristics in your books, so like perfectionism. You just said heightened sensitivity and often conflict or difficulty with some social expectations. Do you think that parents often mistake gifted traits as negative traits, something to be fixed?
Yes, I think they do. And I think the biggest trait that parents have trouble with is the tendency to argue. Gifted children were born to argue. And many parents who came from strict authoritarian backgrounds where respect your elders was is just an expectation in their family have difficulty with children who say, but why? And who aren't going to do what the parents ask them until they're given an explanation. Gifted children are very aware of ageism. They think everybody should be treated with respect, not just people older than themselves. And in the work that I've done, I've called attention to the emotional differences in the gifted, higher sensitivity, getting their feelings hurt more easily, showing compassion and empathy, perfectionism, being intense, being morally sensitive. These are the kinds of things that also are part of the package of being gifted. And a term that we have started using is overexcitability.
Well, I wonder what happens then if these innate qualities are not nurtured, if they are ignored, if they become too problematic for parents or teachers to, first of all, diagnose properly and then deal with. What's at stake?
The children's mental health, their ability to use their intelligence in a positive way. We've done some research years ago in a juvenile delinquent population in Colorado, and found that more than 15% of the children in the Arapaho juvenile court system were in the top 3 percentile in IQ, according to the testing we did, which means that if we don't harvest and channel these kinds of abilities in a positive way, it's possible that they will become leaders in using their abilities in a negative way. Hmm. It also means that they're very likely to be unhappy and to underachieve, and they can become so despondent at times that we have kids that are at risk for suicide.
Well, Linda Silverman, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you, Virginia. I appreciate this opportunity.
Linda Silverman is a psychologist and founder and director of the Gifted Development Center and Visual Spatial Resource in Colorado. Her website features a test that can help you determine if a child you know has the characteristics of a gifted child. The link is at wordofmouthradio.org.